Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, never in the history of me doing this show has a Ravens had a more heinous report card like today. Mike Preston joins us from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Mike, you gave out four Fs. And my only question to you is this, man. Why not more?
You know, Rob, I went against my philosophy of, if you dress, you at least get a D. After watching that game, I'm like, nah, this is beyond the point of recall. They're getting Fs. I'm just giving them all Fs. So. I was close, man. I was thinking about you.
Man. Well, I guess we start at the top. Let's start with the quarterback.
Oh, I gave him a D-. Yeah. You know, I can understand some of the things that happen, and I get the injury and so forth. But the two delay of game penalties in the first half, mm-hmm. and then he gets called for intentional grounding. Dude, your head's not in the game. The bad pass, the pick he threw.
That was a terrible play. Terrible.
Yeah, are you into this game? Do you know you're playing? You're going against Mahomes, Kansas City. This is your chance to take over and get out of that shadow. And no, I gave him a D-. Offensive line, this is kind of nasty.
Can we circle back for a second? I love your first line for running backs. The good news is that running back Derrick Henry didn't fumble.
Well, you know, Rob, you know how you get in that sarcastic mood where you're just like, nah, you got to take them to task today because they're just terrible. I did enjoy Justice Hill's run at the end, but, you know, that's against the second string, third string, whatever. But, the offensive line, to give up three sacks, eight hurries on Lamar. So I just said, no, they're getting an F. The week before, they gave up seven sacks and against Detroit, and I said, nah, they at least dressed. This week, no, you're getting an F. Receivers, I think they did a decent job, but they weren't great. But their whole offense is predicated on running the football. And if they can't run, they can't pass block. We've seen that before. And it was, again, evident yesterday. So the receivers, though, I gave them a C. The entire defense, F. And you know something? I thought they would lose by maybe 7 to 10 points because when you don't have your starting defensive line, you're going to lose. Mm-hmm. But, man, at one point I was asking, who are these players that are out there on their defensive line? Like, who are these guys? I know their roster spots, but what do they look like? I don't know these guys. And then Roquan goes down, and then once he went down, that was even more fodder that you could just ask and just add and said, this is over. Secondary, Marlon Humphrey, Andy Reid does study film because what he did was he had Worthy going in motion and taking Marlon to the outside, and he was chewing him up, and Kelsey had a decent day. So they all got Fs. Special teams, hey, can you at least stop the other team from returning kickoffs 43, 41, 39 yards? I gave them a D because Tyler Loop at least hit on two field goals. And the coaching, Coaching speaks for itself. And then sometimes, even John Harbaugh yesterday, when he started talking about the short yardage situation, and he didn't approve of some of the stuff that Monken was calling, I'm like, ooh, it's kind of a bite to it. But they get a D, and usually they're pretty good when they come back after a tough loss. They were terrible. They were really bad. So, nah, Rob, it was an effed up effort.
It was.
Hey, Mike, I got to ask you, it's such a grading. One of the things that really pissed me off, I'm sure you no surprise here, they don't rap when they tackle. I mean, it's really, it's evident. It's clear as glass. Like, these guys just, they throw a shoulder and expect the opponent to fall down. And that just doesn't happen. And I don't understand this, because there was one play that they had him for a loss. They ended up giving up like 20 yards after that. Mm-hmm. Like, how can you be so poor at tackling? The only guy that was tackling yesterday was Martin. He rapped. He should teach the other players. At 5'9", 170, he was wrapping people up and taking them down. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's disgraceful. Like, is that a coaching thing, or is it just – they've been doing this since they're 10 years old.
You know, part of it, I mean, this is just a small part of it, is they don't hit anymore in practice.
Yeah.
They don't do that. So how do you practice that? You don't. But you see it all the time, and it's not just the Ravens. You watch a lot of football around the NFL. A lot of these guys don't tackle. They don't wrap up anymore. And part of it is, and another part of it is, If you hit them too hard, you know, you get that penalty. Mm-hmm. Can't hit them too hard. Can't knock them out like that. But they got some issues. You know, this team has some issues, and I don't know if it'll be resolved by next week. But at least they have the Texans coming to town. That's going to be interesting to watch, because again, I mean, you watch that game and just. It was like the varsity against the junior varsity. And I know they had injuries and so forth, but you expect some of these guys to step up and play better. Even those guys didn't even play that great. So I don't know. I don't know. I'm tell you the truth, guys. I am at a loss for words except for F. That's the only thing I could get out this morning.
And the problem is, it looked like junior varsity from the coaching staff down, though. It was not just on the field.
Right. It was all around effort, dismal. You know, if there's a D word, it's dismal. Okay, or disappointing, but it was not fun to watch. And the great thing about it, guys, coming here, the barbecue was excellent. Okay, gotta find something to be happy about, right?
You got to.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike, a lot of people out here are, and you did a, what was your grade for coaching this week?
Coaching, I gave him a D, B minus, somewhere in there. I didn't think they were very good. I didn't think the team responded very well after getting beat by Detroit. I thought they would do better. I thought, actually, to be honest, I thought they would lose by 7 to 10 points, but I didn't think they would get blown out like they did yesterday.
So you think you put that blowout on the coaches?
I put part of it on the coaches, but part of it I put on injuries. It's like everything else, Rob. You never say it's one thing. You blame it. It's a team concept. They didn't have their act together, and they didn't respond well. So I blame it on everybody. It's all part of the process. You know, it's just like when they win. I give the coaches credit. I give everybody credit. That's the same thing, same philosophy.
And, Mike, you know what got me? The one thing I noticed that really bothered me, I think, is, was I think it was Wiggins throwing his hands up. I can't remember who it was confused by coverage late in the game. Clearly didn't know what the coverage was. It was, like, visible, you know, waving his arms, like, hey, whoa, 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 what are we in? What are we in? And that reminds me of early on with Orr, where the secondary looked confused all the time. Is this kind of what we're going through again, where they just they don't know what the hell their assignments are?
They shouldn't be, because when you went into the season, you thought that the defense had to catch up a little bit, but you knew the offense was going to be explosive, but you thought the defense would pick up from last season.
Yeah.
Now, that I'm surprised by that and to hear that. I saw some miscommunication out there as far as other things, but, you know, like Marlon Humphrey kind of guessing and guessing wrong, you know.
Yeah.
I saw some other things going on, but, you know, it's about discipline. You know what I mean? These guys have to be in the right spots at the right time, and you see it all the time, and they just don't get the message for some reason, and I don't know what it is.
And that's bad. And again, that is coaching, because that means if I'm not getting the message, that's a lack of communication. Mike Preston joins us from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. All right, Mike, right now they're 1-3, all right? If they go out and win against the Texans, the Rams, the Bears, the Dolphins, the Vikings, the Browns, and the Jets, the next seven games. You can even throw in the Bengals, but they go 7-0 over the next seven games, and they now are 8-3. Have you learned anything about this team, even with that?
No, yeah. Because it just tells me the NFL is pretty bad. I mean, you have about good 6 to 8 teams, but after that, there's a severe drop-off. So I expect him to go on that winning streak. I expect him to get to that point where they win 7-8 games in a row. I mean, you look at it, Cleveland, Cincinnati, even the Steelers. I mean, they're not very good right now. So I expect them to win those games. But by the end of the season, do I expect them to get better? That's the hope. You know, you got to get hot going into the postseason, and they're not hot. Not right now, anyway, that's for sure. But what I look at more closely is who they're losing to.
Right, right.
And what can they do in the postseason? Because they're losing to these teams that are playoff caliber teams.
Yep.
And to me, that's a sign. It's like they're not there yet and may never be there.
And that's what scares me, Mike. And that's what I said. When you consider yourself upper echelon, but you're giving up 38, 39 points a game and losing to that upper echelon teams, that's yep. alarming to me.
Yeah, and that's the way I approach it. That's the way I look at it. And I don't think they'll beat the Rams. Not the Rams that I saw the other day. That ain't happening. But they'll beat Houston, and then they'll go on that roll. But, no, doesn't mean they're going to get any better. And then, hey, Rob, and they ain't going to get a pass rusher. No, all right? No. They ain't on the roster. So would that happen? No. They're still a team in search of, and let's see if they can get it together, but I don't see it right now, no.
What do you think about the decision to run Derrick Henry only 8 times? I mean, this is – I'm looking around the league, like, you know, James Cook had 22 carries. Jante had a bunch. I mean, this every other premier running back in the league is getting, you know, 20 carries a game. Our guy gets 8, and then the excuse. First of all, they're only behind 20-10 at the half. This game was well within. It was not a blowout. The game was a game. So why would you stop doing what you do best?
That's a question that you might have to ask Coach Harbaugh.
He gave kind of a vague answer.
I know. I saw it. I'm just being facetious.
Yeah.
And that's the name of this. That's kind of like the philosophy of this team. They've done that in the past where they've gotten away from what they do best, which is running the football. But at least in the third quarter, they came out and they gave Henry some runs. And they were effective moving the ball. Remember, that resulted in a field goal by Loop. And I thought they were still within their offense, but then they got away from it again.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think with this team, you have to run the football to be effective. And that's their offense. And until I'm proven wrong, until I see something different, they're going to struggle because he got to run. That's the name of the game.
He's Mike Preston. You can find his report card at BaltimoreSun, BaltimoreSun.com. Mike, thanks a lot, my man. We'll talk to you on Friday.
All right, see you guys.
All right, see you, man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.